A ray of wintry sunlight fell across the classroom, illuminating Lupin's gray hairs and the lines on his young face. Dementors are among the foulest creatures that walk this earth. They infest the darkest, filthiest places. They glory in decay and despair. They drain peace, hope, and happiness out of the air around them. Even muggles feel their presence, though they can't see them. Get too near a Dementor, and every good feeling, every happy memory, will be sucked out of you. If it can, the Dementor will feed on you long enough to reduce you to something like itself, soulless and evil. You'll be left with nothing but the worst experiences of your life. And the worst that happened to you, Harry, is enough to make anyone fall off their broom. You have nothing to feel ashamed of. When they get near me, Harry stared at Lupin's desk, his throat tight, I can hear Voldemort murdering my mum. Lupin made a sudden motion with his arm as though to grip Harry's shoulder, but thought better of it. There was a moment's silence, then, Why did they have to come to the match? Said Harry bitterly. They're getting hungry, said Lupin coolly, shutting his briefcase with a snap. Dumbledore won't let them into the school, so their supply of human prey has dried up. I don't think they could resist the large crowd around the Quidditch field. All that excitement, emotions running high, it was their idea of a feast. Azkaban must be terrible, Harry muttered. Lupin nodded grimly. The fortress is set on a tiny island way out to sea, but they don't need walls and water to keep the prisoners in. Not when they're all trapped inside their own heads, incapable of a single cheerful thought. Most of them go mad within weeks. But Sirius Black escaped from them, Harry said slowly. He got away. Lupin's briefcase slipped from the desk. He had to stoop quickly to catch it. Yes, he said, straightening up. Black must have found a way to fight them. I wouldn't have believed it possible. Dementors are supposed to drain a wizard of his powers if he's left with them too long. You made that Dementor on the train back off, said Harry suddenly. There are certain defenses one can use, said Lupin, but there was only one Dementor on the train. The more there are, the more difficult it becomes to resist. What defenses? Said Harry at once. Can you teach me? I don't pretend to be an expert at fighting Dementors, Harry. Quite the contrary. But if the Dementors come to another Quidditch match, I need to be able to fight them. Lupin looked into Harry's determined face, hesitated, then said, Well, all right, I'll try and help. But it'll have to wait until next term, I'm afraid. I have a lot to do before the holidays. I chose a very inconvenient time to fall ill,